Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We now take a look over at the UK. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set to resign. Tom Rivers joining us live now with the latest. Tom, what's happened in the last 24 hours to get us to this point?
Yeah, well, it's been drip, drip, drip. A number of scandals that we've talked about over the past few months. And the latest really had to do with the excuse that Boris gave in if you will, putting an individual who had allegations of sexual misconduct against them in a senior position. The Prime Minister vacillated on whether he knew anything, what he didn't know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the latest. Go back to the various layers and threads of the so-called Partygate scandal, of holding parties during the time of various lockdowns over the past 2 years here, hosted in some cases by Boris, but other members of his government, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, in essence, if he was a cat with nine lives, he's kind of used up all the lives. And yesterday, two senior officials, the health secretary resigning, the treasury secretary resigning, and that opened the floodgates really with about 50 junior ministers and advisors saying, that's it, end the show. I'm not being part of this government. And in essence, it was untenable for Boris to carry on, if you will.
It seems, from the outside, right, looking in, I think a lot of people might be scratching their heads. And, you know, that Partygate scandal, okay, you can kind of see how that, you know, people are going to be very upset. Maybe that would have resulted in him stepping aside, but it didn't. And now, you know, we're hearing about these other scandals, trickling out. But I don't know, Tom, none of them really seem to rise to the level where I think people over here are looking and saying, really, that is, you know, why he's on the way out?
Yeah, I guess you would have to say it's cumulative. There was no knockout blow, if you will, but you've been singled to death. It's just one after another. And really, in the crosshairs was the questionability of his integrity. That's basically what it boiled down to. And the conclusion of the country and of members of his own Conservative Party. Remember, a couple months ago, we had a vote of no confidence, which he narrowly, within his own party, narrowly escaped and was able to carry on. So, yes, these issues were not just, you know, something new. They've been around a long time. There have been a number of these various scandals, and it's just been building up for a long period of time. And finally, as I say, yesterday, two senior individuals saying enough is enough, and that opened the door for just about everybody else that was upset, fed up with Boris to say, that's it, throwing in the towel, leaving government.
So what happens now? The party chooses a new leader. Is there somebody in mind to be the next prime minister?
There are a number of individuals. Could be the foreign secretary, the defense secretary, the former health secretary, Jeremy Hunt, et cetera, et cetera. All come with their own strengths. The problem is nobody has the charisma of the flawed character Boris Johnson. So he's gonna, in that regard, he's got some pretty large shoes to fill. And the question is, will Boris be a caretaker for the next couple of months? That's what he would like to do. Or will it be determined, no, he should just go and put the deputy prime minister in place as a caretaker until an election takes place within the ruling Conservative Party?
You mentioned that charisma. It might be impossible to say, but do you think if he was boring, would he have survived all this?
Wow, that's a great question. I tell you, from a radio guy, for all of his faults, and just being altruistic about covering the story, he was wonderful. He was a sound bite machine. You look at the opposition leader, Keir Starmer, he's often regarded as a tailor's dummy. Not a whole lot comes out of his mouth. So, yes, Boris has been you want to put it very selfishly, he's been interesting to cover because of his very, very colorful background, colorful language.
Tom, appreciate it, and keep busy. I'm sure you won't have a problem with that. Tom Rivers joining us live from the UK today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.